It's us who make the difference. Luckily, I was given a book called Panga to the Poor, which is how I learned about Professor Muhammad Yunus, a favourite one. Born in 1940 in Chittagong, a seaport in Bangladesh, he is the third of 14 children, five of whom died in infancy. Yunus believes that credit is a fundamental human right and that instead of business being about everything for its own profit, it should act selflessly and benefit others. During the mid-70s, when famine in all its ugliness was spreading before his eyes, he used his own money and later went guarantor for small personal loans to women in Bangladesh. He has helped free thousands from poverty. Before Yunus put his faith in these women, only those who had collateral could borrow. By changing the silly rules and teaching them about finance, the women have learnt to manage money themselves. It was revolutionary for women in Bangladesh to be trusted with money. While teaching economics, Yunus questioned the value of economic theories and his efforts to find a solution to poverty. Wishing to be just a human being, wanting to stand next to another human being and seeing if he could touch and help them, this visionary redefined his role and came up with microcredit. It began with a desire to understand the life of the poor, and so he faced reality by visiting the poor households in a nearby village, Jobra, and talking with a woman in desperate need. Sophia Begum, squatting barefoot on hard mud, was making a beautiful stool that was in total contrast to all around her. He learned she earned 2 cents a day and that she didn't have 22 cents to buy the bamboo that she had borrowed from the trader to buy it. In return, she was forced to sell him her products exclusively and accept the price he offered, slave labour. Yunus knew that giving her money to avoid the loan shark would be charitable, but would not help in breaking the cycle of poverty, and so made a list of 42 people in the village who were borrowing from loan sharks. The total amount owing was $27. He couldn't believe people had to suffer so much for a small amount of money. Yunus believes human beings are essentially good, and so his solution was simple. He gave the villagers the $27 and told them to return it to the bank sharks and be free. No conditions applied. If you can make so many people so happy with such a small amount of money, why shouldn't you do more of it? So I wanted to do more of it. He went on to establish the Grameen Bank, a bank devoted to providing the poorest in Bangladesh with minuscule loans. It now provides over $2.5 billion of microloans to more than 2 million families in rural Bangladesh. Without collateral or lawyers, almost 100% of loans are repaid. Around the world, micro-lending programs inspired by Yunus are blossoming. Grameen has no loan contract. Instead, it has a social contract, the 16 decisions. These include an undertaking to draw water from a tube well, to dig a pit latrine, to educate children, and to do no social injustice. Yunus says these decisions came out of their own discussions. We didn't impose them. They memorize them, they repeat them, they chant them as slogans. They're part of their lives. The loan has nothing to do with it. They get the loan anyway to change their lives. Yunus grew up in a village, which he says encourages imagination, as you have to devise your own toys and games. His parents taught him respect for humanity and a powerful sense of purpose. His father finished school in 8th grade and his mother at 4th grade, but insisted their children were educated. His mother was charitable, the moneylender and fixer for the family, whom Yunus ran errands for. Using her example, he saw that when money was lent to women, the whole family benefited. Not surprisingly, he used some of the $1.4 million prize money he and the Grameen Bank received when they won the Nobel Prize in 2006 to create a company to make low-cost, high-nutrition food for the poor and towards setting up an eye hospital in Bangladesh. His dream is to totally eradicate the world of poverty.